It's Monday, May the 25th, day 65. It's fledging day. Coming down to make tea this morning, we noticed lots of activity around the nest box, which is just outside the kitchen window. The parent birds seem to be coming and going in a different way from before, and perching on the willowy jasmine branches just below the box. Something was definitely up. And then, gingerly, out of the hole at the front of the bird box, we see a fledgling pushing its head out, having its first look at the world. It's clear that the little thing is trying to decide whether to make a go of it. And we stand there holding our breath, not moving in case we alarm it, willing it to take the plunge. And then suddenly he does, and off he goes, wings whirring, as if he'd been doing this forever. The drama goes on for much of the day. There are, we thought, four or perhaps five nestlings in the box. The first three emerged fairly straightforwardly, although in one case a parent came and perched on the jasmine branch with a nice juicy caterpillar in its beak, possibly as an inducement to jump. I managed to get some photographs of one of the trio, having set up a camera with a long lens on a tripod. Some of the pictures are on today's issue of the blog. In one of them, the fledgling is looking at me suspiciously. "Who the hell is this creep taking my picture?" he seems to be thinking. "Bloody paparazzi." But one fledgling was clearly not sure about this fledging business. He'd come to the doorway and look out tentatively. Then he'd decide against it and go back into the secure darkness of the box. The parents seemed to have a strategy to deal with the situation. It involved leaving him to his own devices for a bit, cheeping away in the inner darkness. Then come with a morsel to see if that might lure him out. And then when it didn't, resignedly go in and feed the laggard. We don't actually know how long this went on for, because, well, we had things to do. But now all is quiet, and our lodgers have fled the nest, as we say. Just like our own children. My wife and I are both fascinated by birds, but we are no ornithologists, believe me. One of our favourite places in the world is the North Norfolk coast, which is one of the great places to watch birds in England. We go there to walk and to watch the current flocks of avian visitors, for that part of the coast is a stopping-off place for migrants both coming and going. From an ornithological point of view, we are a dead loss, because we're real amateurs. We go to watch birds, not to tick them off lists. In his beautiful book, Birdscapes, Jeremy Minot asks at one point if you can enjoy a bird song just as much if you don't know what it is. Well, our answer is a definite yes to that question. We try to figure out why birds do certain things, or what is indicated by a particular kind of behaviour. And we have had the odd stroke of beginner's luck. Once, for example, I was the first to spot a snowy owl that a legion of twitchers had been scouring Norfolk for ever since the dawn. And we are among the very few people who have ever heard the eerie, booming song of the bittern. But those were flukes. During the lockdown, we have been entirely preoccupied with the blue tits who set up house in our bird box. This is in part a reflection of the fact that we had more time. We weren't preoccupied in the morning with getting ready to travel to work. At first, we wondered if the putative parents were entirely serious about this housekeeping game. Were they just like millennials playing at being adults? Sometimes the male would turn up with what looked like a walrus moustache, which was actually just a scrap of white feather he had salvaged from somewhere. But then after a while we noticed that both birds were beginning to run ragged. From dawn to dusk they were on a treadmill. Fly into the wood, come back with a caterpillar or a grub in the beak, hop into the box, and 10 seconds later out again and back to the wood. The male sometimes began to look dishevelled, with a ragged crest as if he'd been pulled backwards through a hedge. Sometimes the parents would perch on the wobbly jasmine branch just below the nest box and do a kind of shivering dance, which of course made us wonder if they'd caught something, or were they just knackered. It was all very mysterious. We listened outside the box when they were away to see if we could hear anything from the hungry blighters within. Not a peep. Were the chicks dead and the parents couldn't bring themselves to accept it? I began to make plans to rebuild the bird box for next season, but this time with a tiny webcam inside so that we could, as responsible landlords, ensure that our tenants were well behaved and fed. And then this morning we saw it had all gone to plan. The birds knew exactly what they were doing all along. It was we humans who were the useful idiots. C'est la vie.